You're listening to a Count Out Podcast. And welcome to Happy Hour, the only show that competes against Impact on Access TV. Well, there's probably other shows, I guess, but it's the only show I know about. Is MLW live? I don't know. Who the fuck cares? I'm Ryan Knightsey. With me today, we have Lauren Rosenberg.
Heyo.
We also have Sean Taggart.
Hello.
We also have my adorable pharaoh-like cat, Egyptian pharaoh cat, Jude, up in the sky. And then we also have Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, how are you doing? Mikey on the podcast is holding up and says, hey, everyone, Mikey here. I'm drinking honey lemon water. Mikey, why are you drinking honey lemon water? Oh, they're showing us the water. This is great for the podcast.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Okay.
And that's because I have a small wee-wee. Oh, no, a small, well, kind of big problem. He's doing the Sammy Guevara bit.
Yeah, really.
I lost my voice at AEW Dynamite taping in New Jersey. Well, I guess it was a taping. Well, it was a Rampage taping, not a Dynamite taping. It was a live show at Dynamite. Do you have a, if you, your next sign is correcting me, I would love that. So I'm going to steal Sammy Guevara's thing for now. Yeah, we figured that much out. Go ahead and ask me any question, I'll answer it. Okay, and anyone have a question for Mikey?
What's your favorite candy?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. Oh, wow, that's a great question, Ryan slash Sean slash Lauren. The answer is... hold on.
Got him!
Oh, hold on. Hold on, Mikey, I can help you out with that one. Give me one second.
Oh, because some came in the mail today. These nuts. Got him! Got him!
That was great.
Hey, hello, everybody. As you can see, my voice is terrible right now.
Well, you can't see your voices, Mikey.
So as you can hear, my voice is terrible right now.
Wow. Wow. Mikey, you need to figure out, like, this is not the first time you've lost your voice at a wrestling show. Like, it's the fourth time in the past, like 2 years.
Isn't that the whole point?
I guess.
Like, it's like, the whole point of going to a wrestling show is to scream and be crazy, right? Like, whenever I go to any wrestling show, my voice is gone just because I'm excited about it.
Did you lose your voice after day one, Ryan?
No.
not much screaming and excitement to be done there, I'm sure.
A lot of golf clapping.
Heavy golf clapping for most of the show. The only time day one got exciting was the main event. And that had WWE day one. Let me just talk to you about this. So like the last time, one, I was at a wrestling show, but two, there was a wrestling show at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, was the AEW Dynamite Atlanta show, which had the steel cage match of Wardlow and Cody.
I mean, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
One of the greatest episodes of AEW. So it was really hard not to compare the two shows. the main event had like the chatter of like a normal, like an AEW show where it's like, everyone's excited. Every other match on the show, like, everyone was, like, hands under their butts. And
oof.
But we're not here talking about WWE Day 1. That's any other podcast, probably. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway,
we're basically here. All of the other ones.
How are you all doing? It's Thursday, January 6th. We're celebrating a 1 year anniversary of, I think, like Lauren saying yes to coming on the countout. I think that's the only anniversary this year. Only anniversary that happened on January 6th.
yeah,
it was around there or something. I gotta look at my DMs.
I'm looking at the DMs right now. Let me
you're down in the DMs. Sean, how are you doing today?
Good. You know, one day closer to the weekend. So yeah, that's always good.
Can you give me a real quick give me a grease level?
I'm almost lubed up, not fully greased up yet.
You're getting greasy is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm getting greasy. On Friday I'll be very greasy because it's the weekend.
I think the fact that your frame is only your head and your head saying I'm getting greasy with your eyes wide open is maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So I've looked this up. The first message was back on the 23rd of December 2020.
Ooh, Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah, but let's see. I don't even remember what I confirmed.
Yeah, I'll look it up later. Lauren, how are you doing otherwise?
You know, it's been pure hell around my neck of the woods. Everyone's getting COVID. I feel like I'm in that game. I feel like I'm playing like Frogger right now with my life, trying to like cross the street, make sure I don't get COVID.
It really is hard, huh?
Oh my god, it's impossible.
Yeah,
it's like, do I jump through hoops of fire or do I jump through like I don't know? But it's been pure hell. But I mean, this is like the best thing that's happening in my week during my weeks because God forbid the world is gloomy and dark and depressing at times. But no, I mean, I've been good. Just trying to make it through every week, not get COVID, whatnot.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I got a text message from my sister today that, and I hope this isn't violating HIPAA or whatever, that she's like, she tested positive for COVID. This is her third time.
Oh my God.
So she's going for the three-peat. She's pulling an Axe Cologne. She's going for the three-peat.
What a weird thing to try for a three-peat for.
Yeah, you know, well, it's
back to back to back.
Someone told me about like how do we think the boosters and everything is going to work out with COVID, and I said I think at some point the vaccine cards are just going to do like punch holes because they're obviously running out of space to like write information. I think you just do punch holes, and on your 10th punch hole you get like an ice cream cone. I think that's what, you know, you get the booster, you get an ice cream cone. I think, or maybe like a check from the government, one, probably the ice cream cone, but it's an ice cream cone from McDonald's, so it's delicious, but 9 times out of 10, you won't get one because
exactly. It's not working.
You get a voucher for Animal Crossing New Horizons because
it's remember when that kid, does anyone remember when that kid made like a site about all the McDonald's ice cream machines or whatever?
Oh yeah, they were telling which ones were broken and which ones weren't.
Yeah. Yeah, that kid should be making bank right now. Seriously.
Straight cheese in chat says this show is chaos.
Welcome to the show.
As usual.
This is what the show is every week. Well, not the chaos part. Not the part where like the show we have to switch zooms. That's not the run sheet. But the chaos. The typical chaos is typically in the zoom. Anyway.
Hey, we're back.
This is the first game of the evening. I didn't do a whole bit, but this game is called GCW or Things That Trouble You.
What in the hell?
Dude, it's like you designed this one for Lauren.
Yeah.
Well,
me and Sean both, basically.
And everyone, pretty much. GCW, the official third promotion in the U.S.
Number three, baby.
Hold on, I gotta change my hat for this one.
Oh, Mikey's leaving again. What is his production notes that he has? He leaves a minute before we start streaming. He messes up the Zoom call. He's changing his hat to
an alley catch.
Okay, if we're going GCW, I gotta put on something.
God, the crowd loves it.
I literally got like my shirt I just got. So
this game is called. Things. This game is called GCW or Things That Trouble You. This is for real cash. I'll give you $5 if you get it right, $5 if you get it wrong.
Okay. Sounds good. Rules understood.
Yeah. So the game, I should say $5 owed to me, I should say. $5 owed to me. I should clarify. I think I did it before, but I messed up and then I actually did it for shoot. $5 if you get it right, $5 owed to me if you get it wrong. Here we go. Basically, I'm going to tell you a wrestler that wrestled in GCW in 2016.
Okay.
or I'm going to tell you something that could be upsetting.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bazinga.
I'm terrified.
Shit.
And you guys just say whatever to buzz in, I guess. Ready?
Got it. Cool.
Grim Reaper. Anybody? Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper.
Lauren, I believe that would be buzzing in.
GCW.
Correct!
There it is. Got there.
This show is chaos.
Grim Reaper, what a wrestler.
What a gem. What a guy.
The Grim Reaper.
Buzz.
I believe that was Sean.
It was just, I don't know, sad?
Correct. Correct.
Close enough.
Sad thing I'll take.
Perfect.
That's an acceptable answer.
Matt Stryker. Lauren?
GCW.
Correct.
Was he really?
He was on a weird show. I'm trying to.
Oh, that's right. It's probably like early.
This is like 2016. This is like.
Matt Stryker's commentary sure does make me sad. So.
Well, R.I.P. to him on Impact.
Is he no longer on there? What happened?
Where can he go?
He got fired. Well, he got released.
Yeah. Where can he go now?
He's going back to Lucha Underground, baby.
No, oh, Lord.
Rikishi.
Buzz?
GCW.
I think that was Sean. You said GCW. Hit the button. There we go. Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he wrestled, but I think he did like
a guest appearance.
No, he wrestled. This is off a cage match, so he wrestled.
He did.
Oh.
I'm just waiting for the trick question answers where it's like a wrestler's name, but definitely not GCW.
I can look it up, but I looked this all up on Cage Match. So if Cage Match is lying to me, then we're going to have some things to say. He was in a match. Here we go. There we go. Danny DeManto.
Hey, Sean, it's your best friend of the entire world.
Danny DeManto, Rikishi, and Steve Scott. Which is the most normal ass name ever.
Too hot, Steve Scott.
Versus the Rogues, Brandon Kirk and Jeff Cannonball.
Oh my Jeff God. Cannonball.
And Matt Stryker.
Oh my God.
So that same match.
That was the same match they were in.
Perfect.
I didn't
go back to commentary, Stryker, and then leave it because you're bad at it.
Wow.
The next one we have up is Lack of Hugs. Lauren.
Things that fear me.
Correct. Correct, Mundo. That's correct.
What was the actual game again?
GCW or Things That Trouble You. Anyways.
Things that trouble you. Okay.
Lauren has 3. Mikey has 0. Sean has 2. Mikey.
Really nailing it here.
You're doing good.
BSK.
Bing bong.
I believe that was Mikey.
Okay. GCW.
Correct.
Wait, is that VSK?
Yeah,
okay. 2016. A nagging heart condition.
Bing Buzz.
I think that was Sean.
Oh,
something that'll probably kill.
Correct. That was
That's rude. I have one of those.
So do I. So it's fine.
Yeah.
That's fair game, correct. That's also correct, Mikey. You get an additional bonus point. that is a thing that actually troubles you.
And Sean.
Pinky Sanchez.
Bing Bong.
Lauren.
GCW.
Are we saying Bing Bong now?
Yeah. It's a popular trendy thing, you know?
Yeah.
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
Fuck your life!
Fuck your life!
That was me buzzing in.
Oh, that was a buzzing?
It might be the buzzing.
I was trying to go against the grain and say the other part of Bing Bong. Things that trouble you.
Correctamundo. Unless, hold on.
Yes. Unless Chris Wolf was in GCW.
Yeah, I don't think she was.
No.
Not in 2016.
Chris Wolf wasn't wearing any sheep's clothing, probably.
No, she was definitely wearing wolf's clothes.
The Boogeyman.
Bing Bong.
Lauren.
GCW.
Incorrect, sir.
Never got that yet.
Son of a bitch.
No.
There's a trick.
There it is.
You've been tricked. You've been gotten. You've
been bamboozled.
You've been jammed.
Wrecked, nerd.
I don't think he's ever been in GCW. I can't.
I thought he may have had an appearance or so, but okay.
You would honestly, you would think so, right? I feel like GCW is the kind of promotion.
Scott Hall has appeared in GCW, and
Jeff Jarrett appeared in GCW.
Double J, baby.
I feel like especially early GCW, like Spring Break kind of GCW. I feel like the Boogeyman would have showed up.
He would have been in the clusterfuck.
Yeah,
100 in the clusterfuck.
He would either have been that or possible opponent for Janela.
Listen, the best Spring Break match till this day is still Invisible Man versus Invisible Stan.
Oh, fantastic.
Because it's just Bryce Remsburg being awesome for like 10 minutes.
Man, that's one of the best Spring Breaks.
Yesterday when I was at the show, I was kind of close to the ring, so I tried to yell that to him, and he definitely didn't hear me. I was like, I loved your work in Invisible Man, Invisible Stan!
Daddy, chill.
Next one is a canker sore.
The boss.
Mikey.
Things that trouble you.
Correct.
I sure hope they trouble you.
I think...
Unless someone in GCW has had...
That's a question for Lauderdale.
Lauren has 3, Mikey has 4, Sean has 3. Mikey, you caught up very quick. I think you got all 4 of those last ones, right? I mean,
he did.
Straight shooter.
I saw I was behind that. I had to catch up.
This is the last one. The Patriot.
Oh God!
Fuck.
Things that scare you.
Correct. Hey. I would have also accepted GCW.
Both were right.
Right. On today of all days, any Patriot scares me. And
why?
Wow.
That was horrible.
Got him. This is where we're going today, huh? This is the energy of today's happy hour.
This has been GCW, or Things That Trouble You. That was for All or Nothing. I didn't say, but that was for All or Nothing. But that's probably not fair, so I'll Venmo you all later. So I think that's...
I was like...
Lauren gets 15, Mikey gets 20, Sean gets 20. Oh, there was a tie there. Maybe I should come up with some sort of...
Oh, you have a tiebreaker?
Maybe I need to come up with some sort of tiebreaker.
Oh,
now I'll give you guys... I didn't say that before the game. That's not fair. I gotta be fair with my dumb bad games.
The tiebreaker is Brawn Breaker.
Brawn Breaker.
Whoever can do the best Brawn Breaker impression gets a bonus $10.
I have not watched a single second.
Then you go
any
first.
Brawn Breaker.
Then
footage.
You got. Then you will go first. Who do you? What do you think Brawn Breaker sounds like?
I assume he sounds like this.
It's okay, Sean.
Well, you see. What's math? I don't know. I'm excited.
Lauren, I'll give you an opportunity to steal.
Oh, God.
Lauren, I'll give you an opportunity to steal.
You know, Vince McMahon came to me one day, and...
I think that's Batman. I'm pretty sure that's Batman.
Vince McMahon came to me one day and told me to kick down the gold eggs.
He told me I could be just like my dad, but then I realized he fucking hated my dad.
And then I'm going to save Gotham.
It's all pretty good.
Great Cheese in the chat says, this game was way easier than MF Doom Doomer CC Boom Boom.
Oh! That was a game? Holy shit.
That was. That was a great... That game I spent an hour on.
That's amazing.
Oh shit! Oh shit! It's time.
Oh, it's wing time.
Let's go.
A stacky chicken themed episode in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm doing another chicken wing themed episode, folks. Have you heard, according to the Taco Bell bong, that which is Mikey Beck.
Taco Bell bong.
It sounds like a bong that they merchandised.
So you might have saw on Twitter, folks. I feel like it really exploded like today of all days. That maybe it started today. I don't know. But basically, Taco Bell for a week are serving chicken wings.
Unbelievable. I don't get it.
Chicken wings.
Are they bone in?
Yeah.
We're going to discover.
Oh, wait, hold on. Find out.
I was told that they were bone in. My friend assumed that they were boneless. I said, I'm pretty sure they're bone in.
I also would have assumed they're boneless.
It also comes with a spicy chipotle mayo nonsense.
Not bad to say.
Okay.
So this is the second week. They're not spicy, thankfully, unlike last week. And this is all the rest of the episode is going to be.
How many wings do you get in the little bundle?
Yeah, how many do you get for an order?
Let's see. You get... Jesus Christ. You get five... I got five flats, and I guess this is a drumstick.
Okay.
It's a malformed drumstick.
It's a sad-looking drumstick.
This is the tiniest drumstick I've ever seen. It looks like a broccoli floret.
No, Taco Bell wouldn't serve you vegetables.
They have
been, what vegetables?
These have been sitting in my house for roughly 2 hours. They are cold.
The only way to have them.
That may affect the review, so I feel it's fair to give that up. So I think let's just dive right in. Let's just all witness me eating Taco Bell chicken wings.
This is what our Twitch channel has turned into.
Yes, this is a mukbang or whatever it's called.
Mukbang.
Mukbang. Is it a mukbang?
Mukbang.
I think it's a mukbang. Yeah, I think you got it right the first time.
Anyways, chicken wings from Taco Bell.
From Taco Bell. It's like when Burger King was like, we should do tacos. Like, why? Are they, like, fine?
Yeah.
I think he doesn't like them because they're cold.
No. They're good.
What?
They're good.
You're kidding, right?
No.
No.
Bullshit.
These taste like...
Believe you.
These taste like the wings I had last week. They are bone-in.
Okay, cool.
But these taste like the wings I had last week.
I guess if you're going to serve something for a week, you might as well fucking do it right.
You might as well try.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it, though? Why the hell are Taco Bell selling wings?
I don't know. That's what I said. It's like when Burger King was like, let's do tacos. And it's like, why? You're Burger King. And this is Taco Bell. No, there was zero expectation of chicken wings from this place. Or any time I've ever went to Taco Bell being like, man, I wish they had fucking chicken wings here. I go to Taco Bell for Lay Cerritos, Dilo Tacos,
yes.
Baja Blast, and Fiesta Potatoes.
I've never had a Baja Blast.
Whoa.
Me neither.
Whoa.
Constantly. Like, hold on.
Like a staple.
Both of you. Terrible. Terrible.
I don't have a napkin.
I just haven't had like any like reason to get a Baja Blast.
You know what your reason to get a Baja Blast is?
Taco Bell.
You're at Taco Bell. Like, that's the reason.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, Ryan.
I was like, did Ryan go to the bathroom? Is that
Those wings went right through him.
Oh, man. God.
This is guys, we're going to have another 15-minute break.
It wasn't that long.
No, I'm just kidding.
What, did those wings go right through you already, Ryan?
Yeah, I took a massive... No, these are, like, actually legit good. I'm mad. I'm super mad about it.
I'm not upset, but like, why? Like, disappointed?
I have two things.
Like,
okay. I have two things. One, well, I have three things, actually. One, sure. I think part of this has to do with the fact that like KFC and Taco Bell are like owned by the same company.
Yes.
That was probably feasible. Two, and I want to discuss this part. Why are we selling chicken wings at Taco Bell? When they're like haven't done like fish tacos at all, that's a whole.
I don't know.
Would you
tacos seem like
a
home run?
Would you trust the fish from Taco Bell?
No,
Would I get them? No, never. But
sure.
It's like, does anyone ever order the filet of fish? No.
Well, Catholics do on Fridays.
Yeah. And the olds.
And the old
50 plus demographic.
Yeah, the NXT audience.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thought. Well, in Del Taco, I don't know if you guys have.
Yeah,
I've never had Del Taco. I know all I know about Del Taco is that they got free shavacadoo.
I think that's correct. Del Taco, I think, sells like fried shrimp tacos.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And also, Long John Silver's exists as a fast food restaurant. And it's just fish.
That's
ugh.
Just
no. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. No.
That's still around. I thought, you know.
Yeah.
I thought COVID took it away.
You would think. You would
think, but they just keep creeping back up.
Well, here's my thought, is that you would think like Taco Bell would go into that market and sell like beer battered shrimp or like fried shrimp or like, you know, I don't know, fish stick sort of thing. Like you would think like something breaded or something like, you know, fried so it's not too like it's not raw. There's no way they're going to be able to serve raw fish. But like that, I feel like that's a whole market share. Like they don't have anything for a pescatarian at Taco Bell. Why are we making chicken wings when you could be doing like beer battered shrimp tacos?
Also, why are they doing chicken wings when they already had the crispy chicken sandwich taco?
Yeah,
the crispy chicken sandwich game. Like that again was not necessary, but the crispy chicken sandwich tacos were very good. So I gave them a pass on that. Chicken wings, it's like, who are you competing with?
Like, yourself.
What in Taco Bell's mind? Like, who was like, we do fake Mexican food, right? Yeah. That's our whole shtick. Chicken wings.
Here's a good question. This is a good question for everyone here. What is the one thing that Taco Bell discontinued that you want to see come back?
Loaded potato griller.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. When the pandemic started, and Mikey and I saw the loaded potato griller, fuck
the loaded grillers.
It's kind of back now. It's the cheesy potato griller, but they took out the bacon, so it's like not the same.
I love the beef with the spicy Fritos loaded griller. That was really good. The enchilada is still like a classic to me. I'm so mad that's like the enchilada. The enchilada burrito. The quesarito is technically still.
It's only online.
Online.
Yeah.
But like enchilada was great. God, there was the one that was like the crunch wrap, but it wasn't a crunch wrap. It was like a beef something else. I forget the name of it now.
It's always the Mexican pizza. I never got the try that.
Oh, yeah. I never got that.
Until they tie into their Pizza Hut side and they bring in the cheese pizza.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Oh my God. Those.
But another thing that I've liked recently from there is their spicy potato taco that they brought back.
Oh.
So.
You know what? You know what's funny? The spicy potato taco. I don't actually get it for that. I use it to make myself a cheesy potato griller because I order it and then I take off everything except the potatoes and then just add sour cream and nacho cheese and then boom, you got a cheesy potato griller.
Works too.
I said in the Slack when we were talking about Taco Bell today that it's not discontinued, but like it's the promotional thing that shows up every once in a while and it's the nacho fries. Mm.
Those have to be a mainstay. Those are so good.
I will kill for nacho fries. I love them so much.
Those are unbelievable.
I know what it is. It's just that KFC seasoning, but it's just like, hot damn.
It's so good.
Good. It's good like these goddamn chicken wings.
It's not. I don't even think it's KFC seasoning. I think it's KFC fries in just like a spicier Taco Bell seasoning.
Does KFC have fries?
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
They have wedges, but now they're actually fries.
Here's the other thing from Taco Bell I wish they brought back. The grilled stuffed nacho.
Oh, yeah. I heard that
one. I
don't think I ever actually tried that myself, but I heard it was awesome.
It was so good. Like the enchilada, that's like my tiebreakers, the enchilada and the grilled stuffed nacho. I like the two I'd want.
I remember this. I remember watching videos of this, of the grilled stuffed nacho.
It's just a little nice like thing. You just put it in your hand, you eat it, and you're like, This is so convenient.
Remember, you know what I want them to bring back? I want them to bring back that ad campaign they were doing when they were just starting doing breakfast.
Oh my God.
And it was like the Breakfast Rebels.
Yeah, they would just hammer down on McDonald's like all the time in their commercials.
It was like the ad campaign was basically just like a secret, like a Taco Bell like secret organization to take down McDonald's breakfast.
Well, and it was that's like every fast food chain now. Every fast food chain has something to throw shade at McDonald's, whether it's Wendy's with the breakfast or the fries. Listen,
if you're gonna punch, you punch up.
Punch up.
I also want to talk about the fact that, one, again, I always want to bring this up, the Taco Bell serving chicken wings for a week. Also, it's only for a week, you know, who the hell
feels so weird.
Yeah. Also, Alex Zane, why aren't you sponsored by, like,
you know, Alex Zane's got a whole like gift package from Taco Bell.
You should be eating these on the daily. I want to see live streams of Alex.
Body by Taco Bell, top to the max.
So here's the thing, is that I'm concerned, and I brought this up in the Slack, I'm concerned that Taco Bell is going to go to the way of Dunkin' Donuts in the fact that they're going to start expanding their menu to be less about tacos and be more about Bell, I guess. And like, because Dunkin' Donuts is called Dunkin' because they serve avocado toast and stuff. I feel like eventually we'll get to a timeline when they're just called like Bell or T-Bell or something.
T-Bell.
You know, chicken wings, pizza, I don't know, spaghetti, some sort of calzone of some kind, which is basically where the grilled stuff nacho
Bella, is. Bella. That's where the Italian comes in.
The calzone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a calzone is literally just the god dang...
Is the grilled stuff nacho a calzone? Is a hot dog a sandwich? Same conversation.
It's the same exact thing. And now here we are, chicken wings, 2022. They're playing with fire. And of 2022, several years into the pandemic, I don't need my go-to fast food restaurants playing with fire like chicken wings.
Like, just stick to what you're good at.
And they are.
And that's like,
and again, and
that's like wild combinations of two things on your menu.
And again, these are very delicious. And I'm mad that they're cold because I feel like they would be even better warm.
What's everyone's favorite thing at Taco Bell?
Quesarito, hands down.
Yeah, it's hard. For me, it's either Quesarito or Chalupa Supreme. It's hard to beat the Quesarito.
I had a phase where I was a big fan of the cheesy gordita crunch. And I was like, why do I like this? It's just really oversaturated.
I like the Chalupa. Chalupas are good.
Chalupas are steak. Chalupas are. I'm a under low key fan of steak. So,
I don't like Taco Bell steak.
Nah, I don't either. I like
one time I got it by accident, and it was like I took a bite, and the steak was like gray, and I was like,
disgusting. Yeah,
no, I usually like for tacos do beef, but like for like others like burritos and stuff, I'll do steak. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I think it's got to be the Quesarito.
Quesarito's so good.
Just fire. Ryan, favorite thing from Taco Bell?
I've already said the nacho fries. Again, I will.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I never got the hype of the nacho fries.
The nacho fries. Dude, what?
They were so
good. They're so good.
Are they?
Also, according to our friend Straight Cheese in chat, they're coming back this year.
They come back every year now. It's like, it's turning into like the new McRib, but better.
So, like, going back to this chicken wing. It's breaded chicken wings, right?
Yeah.
The chicken itself doesn't look that good. I can't really show you, so I'm going to describe it to you as best I can. Like, it does, it's like mostly, you know, it's like when you eat a chicken wing, there's like the chicken part, and then there's like a lot of like the fatty.
Do you mean the whole thing is chicken?
Well, no, there's also like the fatty, like greasy sections.
Yeah.
Like the fat.
The ones you really can't like eat.
Yeah, like this thing is like mostly fat.
That's
like looking at it.
I mean, it's Taco Bell. They're going to use the cheap ones, man.
Yeah
they're going to get what they get.
I expect nothing less.
But also, the fact that this comes with a sodium warning is this thing probably has so much crap on it. Make it good.
That's where all the flavor is.
Yeah, and it's flavorful. I need to have one that doesn't have the chipotle mayo.
It's flavorful because it's full of sodium.
How's the chipotle mayo?
It tastes good because there's so much salt in it.
The chipotle mayo is very delicious, but I need to try one naked, as it were.
Dude.
Pinkies up. I'm fancy.
Pinkies up. How is it by itself?
This is Fast Foodies episode 2.
We're going to do that one day.
It's fine. I mean, it's cold, but like, it's fine. The chipotle mayo puts it above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still like the fact that it's bone wings at Taco Bell. I don't know how much they are.
On the app, they're like $6 for an order. Mm-hmm.
On the app, yeah.
Which is for Taco Bell, that's expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's a premium event.
Clearly.
It's just, I'm just frustrated, man. Like,
I might go get some with this money I won in the game tonight.
Yeah, right.
Me too.
What kind of fucking world do we live in?
Where Taco Bell gets their chicken wings.
Taco Bell is getting off by serving chicken wings for a week.
It's the Taco Bell way. They always come up with something crazy every single year.
Usually their crazy thing is just taking two things on their menu and smashing them together and being like new.
Or doing
now,
like
a, now they're like weird obsession with chicken.
So. Or they're doing like a brand deal where they have like, hey, here's a new Snickers taco.
God, that was even a thing.
Was it?
I don't know. It's not a thing.
Okay, I was like,
wait. Hold
excuse
on.
Me.
So like, here's my thing. I have many issues, but like, edging us on, right? Like they're getting their rocks off Taco Bell exactly by serving chicken wings that are fairly good but covered in sodium, so they taste good. Only for a week, they're like, hey you, that has the Taco Bell app. We're not gonna tell anybody, but we got wings for a week. Come by your local Taco Bell, get them before they're gone. It's like, I'm sorry, what?
They're just pushing the app so hard too.
And that's the thing. They're trying to get people to get the app. Because if you get the app, you'll probably buy Taco Bell and get the rewards and all that stuff.
If you use the app, they can charge you extra fees for using the app.
And also, it fucking worked. Because I got chicken wings. All three of you said you're going to get chicken wings. And now I'm mad at capitalism, consumerism, fucking God dang it, dude. This is the thing that troubles me. We all play the game.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I don't want to be part of your system, man.
Oh my god.
Kick Taco Bell wings to the ground.
So Taco Bell, if you're listening, sponsor us. If you're listening out of the board.
Here on Happy Hour, we think outside the box. Ryan, that was your cue. You were supposed to hit the bell.
He's looking over his wings. These are good.
We ruined it. We're never going to get a sponsorship now. That was our one chance. Blew it.
We done goofed.
Ryan's too busy eating his chicken wings to close out the stream or talk about anything. See?
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry, are there not three other people on the show? Why are you waiting on me? Talk to each other.
Because you're the one who always has games and shit ready. Every time there's a lull, I expect you to smash a button, play some stupid music, and then be like, I have a dumb this or that game. I'm Ryan Knightsey.
I told you.
He's nuts. Got him. Boop, bear, 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 bear. Boop. Just another stupid fucking sound from your soundboard.
I told you that all I had for the closing of the show is chicken wings. That's what I brought.
You didn't make like a chicken wing or these things game out of it, or
chicken
something?
Wing or these nuts.
Got him.
Hold on,
Taco Bell or am I in hell?
Chicken wing. Answer both.
Yes.
That's the end of the segment.
Cool.
Daddy,
there he is.
What the dog doing?
Look, man, I'm here to provide a hosting duties. I can't force us to converse, or it's not my job as host to make sure a conversation is happening.
I guess you're right. It's not like I can really make sure conversation is happening. My voice is kind of, it's hard for me to talk.
It's not my job.
Should have made just cards for the entire episode and just us read them.
It's not my job as host to like ensure that conversation is flowing, that we're making an interesting podcast, and making sure the show is moving along. That's not my job. My job is to buy chicken wings and eat them live on the show.
Yeah, but you eat them away from your mic so we didn't hear anything. So we didn't hear you chew.
We didn't get the full experience. Yeah, we didn't get the full bunk bag experience.
Yeah, Sean, you're right. That is an error on my part.
Daddy, chill.
I keep hitting the same buttons, but I need to get more buttons on my soundboard. Can we get a button? Three pitches for a button, Sean.
Three pitches for a button.
Yeah, Sean, what button do you want to hear?
Like a shriek, like someone screaming because they're scared.
Wilhelm scream.
Ooh, that was good. Can we record Lauren doing that?
No.
Wait, hold on, Lauren. Can we get a clean take?
And
go.
Come on. Please.
Let's dance.
Oh, hello there.
Ow!
That just blew out my.
Oh my god!
That was ear rape. That is ear rape.
Oh, that one hurts so bad.
I was gonna suggest you should get the beginning of Stone Cold Steve.
Glass breaking. Oh, Ryan.
Maybe you know what? Forget I said scream.
Nope. Scream is out after that.
No. Yeah.
We're done here. My request for a sound is I have the power of God and anime on my side.
That one vibe. Do you think Tout should make a comeback in 2020?
Wait, who?
Tout.
Brian Danielson's favorite social media platform.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man, remember that?
Remember when Talking
Snake? Tout was just Vine before it was, like, good. That was just bad Vine.
Yeah.
And then Vine died, and it made me sad.
Oh, Vine.
And then it got christened by TikTok, which is the hellscape.
TikTok is, like, mostly hellscape, but then there's also, like, the really funny TikToks. Like, it's not all bad, I will say. Like, there's some pretty funny people on TikTok. make really great
platform
on TikTok.
Good use of the platform.
Well, should we do the outros?
Yeah.
Incredible. The what?
We're heading over to the outros. Come join us, Lauren.
Okay.
This show is off the rails.
Ever since you opened those chicken wings,
he's drunk on chicken wings.
Hi, Kat. Oh, show's back on the rails. Kat's here.
Yeah.
Solved.
And then Kat's like, yeah, I'm done.
Tucker is so
camera shy.
Tucker is so upset.
Why are you bullying me? You fuck. Bitch, why you bullying me?
That's pretty good, man.
That's great.
That's really good, actually.
Beautiful. That's great.
Lauren, anything to plug?
Not really, other than just Your Dose of Death podcast. Usually every other Tuesday. Also, though, just want to give a shout to everyone who's trying to stay safe out there. Oh, there's been a lot of positive COVID tests lately, especially in the Atlantic City area. Everyone just stay safe. Get vaccinated, get boosted. Come on now. We're trying to get through a damn pandemic here.
Sadly, it's one of those patriots. I feel uncomfortable.
You want to go Hulk Hogan style, brother?
No.
Exactly. I hate
never go full Hulk Hogan.
No, I'm never doing that again. But no, just stay safe.
Again.
Your Dose of Death podcast. Yeah, that's really it. Cool. Next person.
That's pretty good.
Sean.
You can follow me on Twitter at SeanTaggart531 while this account's still up and running. You can also catch me on Pure Episode 3 dropping this Monday, where we go to Boston for their first show in Boston, Honor Invades Boston in 2002. Other than that, yeah, no. Just listen to the other two episodes if you missed them, or just jump right along on to the third one. Thanks to everyone who has been listening and has been giving me some good feedback. Looking to use that to make the shows better.
Oh yeah? Well, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Mikey?
Perfect. Every Wednesday here on the Countout Network.
Wait, he has a goddamn sign.
Go check out Indie Waters.
Go check out Independent Waters every Wednesday here on the Countout Network, where me and Zach Batista take you through the independent wrestling scene. We're not as new to it anymore, but we both started out as newbies, and I think we've come a long way on our indie wrestling journey. And we want you to join us and also come a long way on your indie wrestling journey. So if you are into indie wrestling, want to get into it, or whatever, go check out the show. We give you recommendations for matches. We send out links on our Twitter. Go check out that show. We really love doing it. We really love watching some good old independent wrestling.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Here we go. Money talk.
Which independent wrestling doesn't have.
Well, what is money?
What is money? About two hot dogs. No, but also independent wrestling is about to get booming, right? With all these releases. So, like, there's going to be a lot of people on the independent scene that's going to have a lot of cool, interesting matches now that we can all see wrestle again. Because we haven't seen them wrestle in years, in decades even. Three great shows on one great network. All outstanding. Good work, everyone. I love all these shows. follow the show. Subscribe to Happy Hour if you like. This show, it got really devolved. I don't know why. It's really, really devolved.
It's because of the time, man.
Give us those 5-star reviews on Spotify.
I think what's happening is as I'm crashing. I think those chicken wings, I'm legit crashing.
All the sodium.
My energy has gone way down.
It's the sodium.
It's all that sodium, man. Hit you like a truck.
I'm so tired.
Go drink some water. Go get hydrated.
I'm falling asleep. I'm legit like falling asleep now.
Side effects of Taco Bell chicken wings.
They make me sleepy.
I ate 5 of the tiniest chicken wings in the world and I'm dead now. And
I were loaded with 30 chicken wings worth of salt.
I've been
so much sodium.
I've been murdered.
Each order of a Taco Bell chicken wings has like a full box of the diamond kosher salt.
How do we end this show?
This has been a Countout Podcast.
Hi, guys. This is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is
Your Dose of Death Podcast.
If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.